Repentance is the inward movement, a change of mind, a reversal of direction. Confession is the outward declaration. The sin is named, the name of the Lord is confessed, and the mouth agrees with God. Repent and turn to God, and do works worthy of repentance. When anyone became guilty of transgression, he confessed the thing that he had done. He brought the offering Yahweh required. The trespass was named before the Lord. For sin is the transgression of the law. Without the law, who knows where he has strayed? The word reveals the path that we abandoned and shines upon the choices we have made. You cannot turn from what you will not recognize. You cannot leave the sin you will not name. The law is preached, the transgression is uncovered. Then godly sorrow turns the heart again. Change your mind and turn around. Turn from darkness into light. Name the sin and cast it down. Forsake it, walk in what is right. The mind changes and the mouth opens. The direction turns, the name of the Lord is confessed.
Turn back to God through Jesus Christ.
He is faithful to forgive and cleanse. Repentance is not sorrow for the consequence, not grief because the punishment has come. Worldly sorrow mourns the loss and pain, then walks the same old road when trouble is gone. But godly sorrow grieves the transgression, the offense against the holy God. It produces repentance without regret, a change of mind that changes how you walk. It is not one step forward with the course unchanged. It is not emotion fading with the night. It is 180 degree turning from the power of darkness unto God's light. I acknowledge my sin before you. I did not conceal my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Whoever covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes will find mercy. Confession without turning is performance. Words about sin while the old road remains. Repentance without confession remains hidden. A turn within that has not been declared. The heart recognizes, then the mouth acknowledges. The sin is cast before the throne in prayer.
Change your mind and turn around. Turn from darkness into light. Name the sin and cast it down. Forsake it, walk in what is right.
The mind changes and the mouth opens. The direction turns, the name of the Lord is confessed.
Turn back to God through Jesus Christ.
He is faithful to forgive and cleanse. We do not confess our sins to a human priest. No religious official stands between God and us. Jesus is the apostle and high priest of the confession we are commanded to hold fast. He was pierced because of our transgressions. He was crushed because of our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him. By his wounds, his covenant people are healed. The law was not abolished at the cross. Its righteous sentence was satisfied. The debt was not canceled by decree. The Son of God
paid it in full by his blood. John came preaching in the wilderness, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. Let changed conduct prove the mind is turned." Jesus came proclaiming the same message. The time is fulfilled. Believe the gospel.
Repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ are not divided. They are one covenant whole. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. Repent and turn to God and do works worthy of repentance. Change your mind and turn around.
Turn from darkness into light.
Turn from darkness into light.
Name the sin and cast it down.
Name the sin and cast it down.
Forsake it, oh, forsake it.
Walk in what is right.
The mind changes and the mouth opens. The direction turns.
The name of the Lord is confessed. Turn back to God through Jesus Christ. He is faithful to forgive and cleanse.
The law is preached, the sin is recognized. Repentance is made,
confession is offered.
Forgiveness is granted,
the mind changes.
The mouth opens, the direction reverses. Repent and return to God.